Well, we were a great hand to put quite a few things on the table at meal time. Between meals, everything was cleared off. The table was completely cleared off, and a iron starch scarf put on there, and you didn't go near that table. I mean, it was cleaned off. But at meal time, we would put whatever. Well, we always, of course, the salt and pepper and sugar and milk. That was a must. And then, of course, the other things was according to what we had for the meal. If we needed mustard, maybe just the mustard jar was put on. Or if it was special time, well, we had our cranberries or whatever went with the meal.
Did you have molasses?
We always, molasses and peanut butter was a must. And honey was it was kind of held in reserve for specials.
How did you keep the molasses? What did you keep it in?
We just kept it in a bottle like you do syrup, like you buy syrup in now.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call that a molasses stand?
Oh, gracious, that good old taffy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, we had taffy pulls out of that. But see, they made their own molasses around here. We had one special person out here at Odin that used to make the molasses, and gosh, before we had taffy pulls, we'd go to any extent to go out there and buy our molasses, and whoever would pull the whitest taffy out of that, well, they'd get a prize.
I see.
We used to have home parties. They don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Popcorn balls and taffy pulls. And
so you'd make it different homes.
Uh-huh.
I meant to ask you, did you keep chickens?
Yeah, I told you about us going out and just killing them whenever we had extra company. And always had our own eggs.
I was wondering what would you make out of the eggs?
Well, we just used the eggs for meals, and then my mother would bake with the eggs.
Mm-hmm. I wonder,
custard puddings. We had lots of milk, and she'd make the custard puddings.
How did you use the eggs? Did you fry them or what?
According to what meal it was. Had them for supper, we'd have an omelet. Had them for breakfast, we'd each one have maybe just one egg put on our plate, you know, fried.
Fried?
One of them liked it hard and one of them liked it soft. Just still the same.
Uh-huh. Did you have any poached eggs?
Oh, well, for the sick folks.
Only for the sick?
Or if you fixed your own.
I see. It was kind of special, was it?
Well, it's kind of... It was more or less, they wasn't served for a meal for the family.
Mm-hmm.
It was either fried eggs or... Well, we used to have more meat than we have now because we made our own sausage, killed our own pork. We always killed a big pig.
I was going to ask you about that. You mentioned eating chicken, but we haven't talked about what meat you had. Do you remember how they killed the hog?
How they killed them?
Yes. Could you tell me... how they killed it, how they butchered it, what kind of meat they get, the whole thing.
Not too good, because the boys, my daddy did the most of it, but I was generally there.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd kill the hog, they'd stick, cut his throat to kill him, and then hang him up and let him bleed, and skin him. Is that what they call it? No, they had to put him in a big old kettle of boiling water. I'm getting ahead of this. I don't know just how they started with him, but I know a lot of things about it as they went along.
Uh-huh.
I know after they got him partly cut up.
Was the water to loosen the...
I don't know.
The bristle or the...
They scraped it.
Scraped.
They didn't skin him. They scraped it with real sharp knives.
I see. And scrape off the...
The hair or the fur hair. I guess it's hair.
I see.
Now see, those things had... I'm sure I knew, but I've forgotten.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
But anyway, they'd cut... we used every bit of that pig before it was over with. And I mean, we killed